And welcome back to Slick Picks. Today is Wednesday, December the 9th. This is the episode for Thursday and Friday picks. We've got some NFL, we've got some college football, and we got a little bit of basketball. Rebounded nicely from a just dreadful week last week. We went 4-1, up 4.16 units. Our only loss being Virginia Tech. If you follow me on Twitter, if you're on the Telegram list, we had a couple extra picks. We had Illinois Moneyline and we had Chattanooga Spread. Then also today we took Wisconsin first half, Chattanooga Spread, and I think that's all we had. So we're making some money on the side, so make sure you're following us. But yeah, we had a good Monday and Tuesday, 3-0 on NFL, and lost one of the college basketball games. So it's good to turn our NFL luck around. We're going to do this just like we did last episode. We're going to go over a couple games to start with, and then we're going to do my card. Only five plays on this card. Thursday and Friday are kind of lacking. We're getting towards the end of college football, so we're not really getting a lot of weekday games, and not too many basketball lines jumped out at us. So we're going to start off with the NFL Thursday Night Football. We got the Patriots at the Rams. Really looking forward to this game. This is really a prove-it game for both teams. Patriots back in it at 6-6. Rams leading the NFC West, but are they really leading the NFC West? We're not really sure if they're a legitimate team or not. NFC West is supposed to be the gauntlet, supposed to be the best division, and all those teams are kind of shaky here lately. So Patriots at the Rams on Thursday night. I didn't write down the numbers. I think I know it's Patriots plus 5. I'm not sure what the over under is. I apologize about that. I'm a bad host. But New England is 4-2 against the spread in the last 6. Under has hit in 4 of 5 of New England's last games and 7 of 9 of Los Angeles's games. Some things that we need to look forward to here is going to be Bill Belichick versus Sean McVay. We saw that in the Super Bowl. We saw that Belichick pretty much shut down the Rams in the Super Bowl. Obviously, that was, what, 3-2 years ago. But we have the Patriots for the first time this season really in a must-win, prove-it game. And if Belichick wants to make the playoffs, he's going to have to win here. It's going to have to come down to the defense versus Goff and his receivers. I've got Goff versus the defense as our key play here. Neither of these teams are going to score a ton of points. Both have good run defenses. And yeah, I think that's what it's going to come down to. It's going to come down to the run game. Who can run the game better, run the ball better? I personally think that New England's whole offense runs off of the run game. Cam Newton running. And yeah, we also have Aaron Donald. Can he shut down New England's run? We'll see. I would lean, if I had to lean on this, I would lean towards New England, maybe money line. I think it's sitting at plus 198. Obviously, it'll be right here all displayed for you because I'm fancy. But yeah, I think 6-6, gotta win. Gotta win if they want to make the playoffs. Los Angeles didn't look good against San Francisco and then beat the hell out of the Cardinals last week. So kind of in both of these teams are shaky. It's kind of hard to predict. Might want to stay away from this game. Obviously, the under looks really good. Both of these teams aren't scoring points. So take that how you want to. Also on Thursday night, we got a little bit of college football. We got Pittsburgh at Georgia Tech. Pitt is a minus 6.5 point favorite. Over under is set at 54.5. The over has hit in 6 of the last 8 Georgia Tech games. The over has hit in the last 7 straight Pittsburgh games. 54 is kind of high. Neither of these teams are really playing defense, so we should see a lot of points. Definitely going to hammer the over on this. I see a lot of analytic websites leaning towards the under and Pitt to cover. I think Pitt does cover. Georgia Tech isn't that great of a football team. Neither of these are really good football teams. This is really just a participation game at this point. But I think we'll see a lot of points. I think we need to hammer the over 54.5. And if the under hits, then analytics are wrong. So we also have on Friday, we've got Arizona State at Arizona. Another two bad teams. This is what I was saying with the games. The card isn't really big because we don't have very good games, but we're still going to break them down. Arizona State is a 11.5-point favorite. Over-under is also set at 54.5 on this. Arizona State is averaging 22.5 points per game. Arizona is averaging 20 points per game. So two mediocre offenses. This is the opposite of Pittsburgh and Georgia Tech. I mean, we'll see if their defenses are bad and can make each other's offensive look good, but that's a combined score of 42. So over under set at 54.5. I think you have to take the under on this. And I really don't know much about either team to trust the spread. Pac-12 not playing many games, so we don't know what either of these teams are. Might be a fun one to watch on Friday night. I don't know. I'll probably be watching basketball. But I think the under is the play here. So those are the three games that we break down. Obviously, I think for the weekend card, we're going to break down five games. Do like two college games, basketball game, and two pro games. So that'll be fun. I like this format a little bit better. Get a little bit more analysis on the games opposed to just telling you what I pick because my picks aren't any good. 65-74, up 58.86 units. We'll see. I don't know. Might be good. Alrighty, so my card, Thursday night, I've got the Patriots +5, sitting at -110. Put one unit on that. Like I said, I think this is just a Belichick game that's going to be close. This is going to be a 22-20 game, 23-20 game. This is going to be defensive, running the ball. This is either going to be Belichick squeezing one out at the end or losing it close at the end. Think of it like, honestly, exactly like the Buffalo-New England game. That was what, 24-21, some 25-22, something weird like that. Low scoring, close game. It's going to be in somebody's hand to win the game. I like Patriots +5. I've got Pittsburgh-Georgia Tech over 54.5 at -112, one unit. Not a great price on that, but I think this has to hit. If they're anything like they've done the rest of the season, what I say, 6 out of 8 for Georgia Tech, 7 out of 7 for Pitt going over, we should see a lot of points. I can see a 42-35, 45-32 type game here. A lot of points. I've got Arizona State, Arizona. Under 54.5. Like I said, neither of these teams are really scoring. Got a really good price on this. So maybe Vegas disagrees with me. -105, pretty much even money. So go ahead and hop on that now while you can. I'd imagine that would start coming down. I'd imagine. I don't know. I don't know what the public money is on this. But yeah, under 54.5. We've got one basketball pick just because the lines don't really come out that early. I looked ahead at the games, not really too many games that I was interested in. But obviously, follow me on Telegram and Twitter, and I'll update my picks. We've got Arizona State -4.5 against San Diego State. I think Arizona State is just a more well-rounded team. We haven't really seen San Diego play anybody other than UCLA. 4.5 on basketball. I like first halves a lot on basketball, but if it's a game spread, you got to think 4.5, that's two buckets. So 4.5 isn't a big spread. That's pretty much pick 'em in basketball. And it's in that -112. So put one unit on that just so we have a basketball pick. But I like Arizona State by 4.5. And then also on Friday night, we've got Nevada and San Jose State, two awful Mountain West teams. I've got Nevada moneyline +122. They've played awful. I've watched maybe one or two Nevada games. I haven't watched any San Jose State games, so I have no idea what their team looks like. It just looked close, and I've seen Nevada, and they've had glimpses of maybe winning games. Plus 122. Get a little bit of money back. Put one unit on that. So those are our picks for Thursday and Friday. We'll see you on Friday night for a big weekend card. I might actually get a guest for that episode. So stay tuned for that. Or if you want to come on the show, shoot me a DM. We'll pick some games. Alrighty. See you on Friday night.